Inside the Cross Podcast.
Welcome in, everybody. Mark Dixon here for Inside Lacrosse and ESPN. It's finally here, championship weekend, and one of the battles you've been waiting for, Quint versus Dixon Championship Edition. We'll kick it off. Best individual matchup for each game. Quint, what do you got?
Mark, the individual matchup that I'm most interested, Syracuse-Denver game, will be Syracuse long pole Matt Harris when he matches up with Cam Flint, right-handed alley dodging, a guy who's got a great release on the run for Denver. He's had a 30-plus goal-scoring year in his senior year. He'll be playing Major League Lacrosse. Harris, really kind of a world-class elite athlete from Chicago. That's a great matchup between those two. Duke-Cornell game, a matchup that bears watching, I really think, is Thomas Keith, long-stick midfielder, Cornell Big Red. Kid's great, knocking down passes, trail checks, causing turnovers, wings of face-offs, matching up head-to-head with David Lawson. Duke senior last week, 5 goals. To beat Duke, you've got to handle their dodging midfielders. Thomas Keith against David Lawson.
First game of semifinal Saturday has Cornell versus Duke. You have got Jason Noble against Jordan Wolf. Two potential first-team All-Americans going head-to-head. Wolf, the primary playmaker for the Blue Devils. He is the engine that makes that Blue Devil offense run. Meanwhile, Noble, he has had a tremendous senior season up at Ithaca. He has always covered the number one from each team that they have, Big Red, have faced. I don't expect anything different this coming Saturday. Noble versus Wolf, that's your best individual matchup of that first game. Game two, Denver-Syracuse. You've got a potent offense against a very stingy defense. I think Brian McGill is going to be very busy on Saturday. Behind the cage, he could cover Eric Law, the primary playmaker for Bill Tierney's Denver Pioneers. And then Wesley Berg, wherever he lines up, he rarely comes off of the field. I think McGill will also take him as well. Maybe David Hamlin is in that equation some way, but really it is McGill against Wesley Berg and or Eric Law. Championship weekend always seems to produce some unlikely heroes. So our next category, X Factor. Quint, what do you got?
X Factor, Duke against Cornell. All the focus is on how do you stop, how do you limit Rob Pinnell. I think a bigger factor is what do you do with Steve Mock, Kreese Attackman, 59 goals, most in the country. I don't see goalies making saves against Mock. You look back, their loss against Bucknell, he did not play. Their loss in the Carrier Dome, Sean Young of Syracuse face-guarded Mock, really took him out of the equation. I think it's very important for Duke to face-guard Steve Mock. He's got to get less than 5 or 6 shots. X Factor, Syracuse against Denver, well, all season long. Syracuse face-offs, that's their X Factor, 43% coming into this NCAA semifinal game. They faced off 6 different players. They've been good enough on defense and offense to overcome that possession discrepancy. They're in negative territory in terms of ground balls, but I think Chase Carrero of Denver brings an element here. He's played big in big games. The Louisville Lightning dealt with that knee injury early in the season. I think that's the X factor in this ball game. Syracuse facing off against Chase Carrero.
Not too shabby. I'll go with Duke's Josh Offit in the midfield. You talk to Coach John Donowski of the Blue Devils. He says Offit is his most consistent player, a guy who shows up each and every day at practice and always produces in games. Offit, often overlooked when he talk about the offense for Duke with Trapuka and Lawson and Wolf and Mathias. Josh Offit is my X factor for the Duke Blue Devils. On the flip side, in that second game, Denver-Syracuse, it's Eric Adamson. You saw the confidence the Denver coaching staff had in Adamson this past weekend. He had the ball on his stick to tie the game up. Then he had the ball on his stick to win the game. Great matchup. His deflection was rebounded by Eric Law. Adamson, great righty, great lefty, incredible dodger, great vision. He is the X factor for the Denver Pioneers. Final category, championship weekend edition, Quint versus Dixon. Keys to victory in each game.
Biggest key in the Denver-Syracuse game, Denver transition defense and the health of Steve Iannuzzito, who was hurt last week, went down with an ankle injury. Denver showed a vulnerability last week. When they substituted off the field, North Carolina ran in transition. They had 5-on-4 breaks. They had 6-on-5 breaks. It's important that Denver gets some kind of token ride to slow up the transition to effectively substitute. Now, if Iannuzzito plays, he, Matt Harris, and Matt Pratt have been terrific in transition. If Iannuzzito doesn't play, that's a big hurt for the Orange. I've got two keys in the Duke-Cornell game. Obviously, what's Duke going to do with Rob Pinnell? That's Lax 101. I could get a middle school kid to come on ESPN, and he'd say that would be the first key. I think the key, though, for Cornell continue your dominance of ground balls. Cornell's a smaller team, but they're quick, they're feisty, they're great in little five-yard windows. Duke is bigger, stronger, maybe faster in a 40 or 60-yard dash. But that doesn't determine ground balls. Ground balls are one from me to that camera. Who's got that first quick step? That's a critical point in this game. And then midfield defense. If you're going to beat Duke, you've got to defend their middies. Dave Lawson, Trapuka, Offit, Miles Jones, Deemer Class. They'll bring some good ones at you. Some big, strong, fast, athletic midfielders. It's going to test Cornell's midfield defense.
Key in game number one for me will be goaltending for both Cornell and Duke. The Big Red have A.J. Fiore. He's been to championship weekend before, but he can play inconsistent lacrosse. When he is not on, the Cornell defense struggles. He'll have to be big against a very good Duke offense. And down on the other end of the field, Kyle Turry. He only made two saves, 37 minutes apart in the quarterfinals against Notre Dame. But it's not the quantity, it's the quality. His big save really kickstarted the rally for Duke, got them to championship weekend. When you're facing a Rob Pinnell-led offense, you're going to have to make saves. Game two, it's going to be the off-ball defense of the Denver Pioneers. They're probably going to win most of the faceoffs. Their offense will put a lot of pressure on that Syracuse D, but we've seen that defense create turnovers, and this offense for Syracuse is too good not to get their opportunities, not to get their looks. They are lethal off-ball with cutting, picking, a lot of motion. This Denver defense, whether they go man, whether they go zone, are going to have to defend against the Orange in order to advance to Monday. That does it for the championship weekend edition, Quint versus Dixon. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you get your tickets to Lincoln Financial Field. It'll be a great weekend of lacrosse. If you're not there live in person, though, join us on television starting Saturday, ESPN2. National championship game is Monday on ESPN.
Inside Lacrosse Podcast.